what do you say, for instance, somebody in a fight usually wins, and if he really wins, if he really beats the other fella up pretty badly, what do you say, he...
Give him a good whipping.
Give him a good whipping?
Yeah.
Do you use any other term for that?
Licking, well, I suppose he'd give him a licking.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you can't think of another. What do you call the back part of the legs when, you know, like when somebody sits down like that? What do you call the back part of the legs right back there?
Thighs, right?
Thighs. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call a stingy person? Somebody just won't spend a nickel no matter how
much. Tightwad.
What do you call it when a person is dressed in real funny looking clothes that just don't go together at all? I mean, you know, they're really outlandish. Just
sissy.
Sissy?
Yeah.
I think I know where you got that from. You've been looking at some of these guys with the flowers in their hair and all that sort of thing. Well, is there any other term that anybody uses, you know, for just ordinary people who say not a person like one of the hippies, but say somebody who's you know, just not dressed very well. They come to church in something that just doesn't look like it ought to be in church, and well, maybe part of it looks like it belongs in church and part of it doesn't, or something like that, you know. Is there any special term for that? At all?
I don't believe that.
All right.
Right offhand.
All right, then. Do you have an expression or a phrase or kind of just a way of saying that goes along with it, with saying that somebody is putting on their good clothes, you know, getting dressed up to go out for a good night on the town or something like that? Do you have any special phrase for that?
I don't think so.
You don't have any?
Well, there's nothing more than that. He's a dude enough for something,
all
that
right.
You know.
All right, that's what I was looking for. How do you say it when say, an older person like yourself that's real lively like you are, how do you speak of that person's being lively?
He's still got plenty of life in him.
All right, all right. What do you call a person who's lazy, who just not gonna do any, you know, just doesn't want to really try to do anything real hard?
Just soreness in him.
Just soreness.
That's all I get.
There's no special term for a person that's just kind of lazy and unambitious and just kind of just lies around doing nothing all day
long. Just laziness, I reckon. Lazy about the whole thing you can account for.
What do you call the bird that looks for insects in tree trunks, you know, goes around?
Peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
Some call them sapsuckers. Peckerwood, I believe it. I believe they call them sapsuckers and peckerwoods, frankly.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Now, this doesn't fly. He just jumps around in the lot.
That would be a cricket or a grasshopper.
What about... And this is going to be something slightly different. I guess what I'm looking for is going diagonally across the field, just cutting across the field like that. Do you call that anything?
Nothing more, just went the shortcut to get to his point.
Do you have a name for that direction or anything like that?
I don't think so.
All right. What about somebody who just goes every which way, you know, just goes every which way in the world, just goes all over the place, you know, just scatterbrained almost.